And now, Evangelist Florine Edwards.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. My heavenly Father is so worthy to be praised. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. He gave me food and shelter, and a mind stayed on him. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Lord, I lift you up today. Pastor Henderson and his family, Pastor Joe Troop and his family, all the preachers of the gospel, the teachers that are fulfilling their duty, bless them in a mighty way. We love you, Lord. There is a word from the Lord. What is on your mind? There are so many things now that can overtake our minds at a moment of a twinkling of an eye. There is a place on Facebook on your profile, and it asks the question, what is on your mind? It is a special place where you can make a special shout out, or you may reveal how you feel or make a statement on whatsoever and post to all that are on your timeline. So this morning, I want to know, what is on your mind? Awake it to what should be on your mind and remind you to keep your mind on Jesus. Let me tell you, you want to have a great day. Keep Jesus on your mind. People in general are thinking of the coronavirus. They are concerned about the children being in school. Their minds are on virtual learning and whether it is doing the same job as physical learning. We are concerned about the upheaval in the nation today. It is on my mind about the rights of guns and taking them everywhere we go. Have you noticed there is no promotion of prayer or God being everywhere we go? In the past, we used to sing a song, "Take the Lord with you everywhere you go." Amen. And I know it is on our minds, the mourning families and all other things. But God said in his word in Philippians, the 4th chapter and 8th verse, he said, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, clean living, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Praise the Lord. When you put your mind on the word of God, God will keep you in perfect peace. That's scripture. Praise the Lord. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, you do that. And the God of peace shall be with you. See, as you study the word, hide it in your heart so you will not sin against God. Let us not walk in darkness. When we are walking in darkness, we are saying that we are not in the light. Come on, let's be honest. Let's be truthful. We can't straddle the fence. He said, if you are neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. Praise the Lord. Many are the affliction of the saints, but the Lord deliver them out of them all. Praise the Lord. It don't say you're not going to get in a bind, but he said, I will, as long as you keep your mind on me, I will deliver you out of them all. I give glory and honor to God for that. Praise the Lord. Because you know, you don't know all the time, but God said, if you follow me, if you obey me, I will make a way for you. To keep our sanity, we have to hear how to deepen our love for God's word and how to decipher God's word from Satan. You know, he's always in your ear talking. It is time to mature. You have to learn to declare the word of God. In Romans, the 12th chapter and the 21st verse, says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Don't give it no credits in your life. Glory to God. Run it out as often as it comes up in you. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 16th verse, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You got the power as long as you stay in the word of God. It is time to armor up for war. You know, the Bible said, put on the whole armor of God that ye will be able to stand in this evil day. Come on, we got work to do. In Isaiah, the 26th chapter, and the 3rd verse, the word says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. What is on your mind? Praise the Lord. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in him, the Lord Jehovah, is everlasting strength. Armor up. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand in the evil day. Now, as you look out over the country, there is evilness going on everywhere. People don't know where to stand. They don't know how to act. But you know what? I compel you this morning to stand in the word. Stand on God. Stand on Jesus. Stand in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Let us reprogram our thoughts. And, you know, in order to reprogram, we got to get rid of some stuff. You got to unprogram those bad thoughts. In Proverbs, the 23rd chapter and the 7th verse, is for, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat, drink, saith thee, but his heart is not with thee. Romans, the 10th chapter and the 9th verse says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Praise the Lord. That is the way to salvation. We have to say something. What is on your mind? When our minds are stayed on Jesus, we walk circumspectly. We talk to lift up and not to tear down. We trust in Almighty God. We desire to be like Jesus. We sing songs and spiritual songs. We lift up Christ to all people. We train ourselves for the marathon. Amen. There is a reason you hear at the end of a message, Jesus left his home in glory to bring redemption story. He walked and he trained 12 men to walk and talk like him. He surrendered to the death of the cross. He bled, he suffered and died. He arose and ascended back to the Father. He sent the Holy Ghost to dwell on the inside. Praise our God. What is on your mind? Not that we may continue in sin. A lot of people have not changed since they went and sat in the chair, I say. But we may become new creatures in Christ Jesus. Do you know what a new creature is in Christ Jesus? When Paul made his declaration, you did not read where he said he is trying to live a life. He declared, I fought a good fight. Glory to God. You got to fight a good fight. Come on, people. What is on your mind? God is waiting on you to use your measure of faith, to trust him, to depend on him, to walk in him, to tell others about him. What is on your mind? You declare, I am a child of the living God. Well, how are you walking? What are you looking for? I walk in holiness and righteousness. I receive what Jesus has done for me. Have you really sat down and thought about what Jesus have done for you? What he went through in order to have for you to be reconciled back to the Father? I am a child of the living God, and I see how your mind will change. Look at it when you begin to proclaim who you are, and not to proclaim it, but when you proclaim it, to walk in it. Praise the Lord. God is good, and he is worthy of the pray. I tell you, what is on your mind? I know a lot of people are living in fear today, but let me tell you, get Jesus on your mind. Surrender yourself to him. Let him reign in your heart. Hallelujah. Let him walk with you. Let him talk with you. How can we do that? By reading and studying the word of God. God has been dealing with me so much in the last couple of weeks about prayer. And when I get all that he's given me, when I begin to follow all that he's given to me, then I'm going to pass it on to you. Praise the Lord. What is on your mind? Do you need healing? Give it over to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let God deal with you. What is on your mind? Let me tell you, whatever it is, can you fix it? Turn it over to the Lord and he will make everything all right. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. I love God's people and I want all of God's people to be saved. Praise the Lord. That's what Jesus said. He said, I would that all would come. You know, all will come. Won't you come to him today? Won't you change your mindset? Praise the Lord. All of you that are bedside Baptists, hallelujah, that are listening to me this morning, what is on your mind? Hallelujah. What you thinking about? What you activating in your mind? Glory to his name. You know, there's a saying that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Don't waste your mind on foolishness. Don't waste your mind on trying to get back with people. It's easy to say and to turn people away. It's easy. Praise the Lord. I made a statement and I said, Lord, forgive me. Glory to God. Because God is in charge of my mind. I want to speak those things that be promoting goodness, and I want to speak those things that's going to encourage. I want to speak those things that going to bring love and hope to somebody. Let me tell you, turn it over to the Lord. He'll make it all right. When you begin to live in Christ, praise the Lord, when you begin to work the word, when you begin to pray, when you begin to turn everything over to the Lord, you will see the peace that will swell up in you. Praise the Lord. I say swell up because when it swells up in you, it'll push all that other stuff out of you. Praise our holy God. God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy for you to have on your mind at all times. Let me tell you, glory to his name. When he puts somebody on your mind, call them up and see how they doing. See what do they need. Praise the Lord. We got these telephones. We ought to use them to God glory and God honor. You know, at one time going out to witness, but you know, right now when we can't go out and we can't do like we once did, get on that telephone and begin to minister to people. Begin to tell them you were on my mind. That brings so much freedom. That brings so much joy to someone else. Let me tell you, Jesus is on my mind. What is on your mind? Turn it over to the Lord. If it's not adding up like it should be, turn it over to the Lord. Live and proclaim the word of God. I am a child of the living God. And see how your mind will change. Until next week, stay with Jesus and he will be with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Be encouraged today to walk in the word of God. Let me tell you now, you got to come out of some stuff. Glory to God. I love you. Be encouraged to all of you. Hallelujah. I might not call your name, but I'm thinking about all of you that are my listeners. Sister Pratt, glory to God. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Sister Troop, Brother Troop, I thank God for all of you. Be encouraged in the Lord. I love you. Bye-bye.
And now, something special. Last week on Sunday Morning Gospel, we presented part one of a conversation with Mr. Hiram Dwayne Johnson, the president of the Southern Georgia Black Chambers of Commerce. Here's part two.
When it comes to looking at Valdosta, Lowndes County, the greater Valdosta area, how will you work to be sure that some of the dollars generated by the economics of the Black community remain in the Black community and produce greater wealth for the Black community?
First thing that comes to mind is, you know, that was really the spirit behind the online directory that I mentioned before, Valdosta Black Owned. That actually was a predecessor tool so that we could create a chamber. So we already had basically potential members. We already had a database of Black owned businesses, which had been created as far as, you know, spreadsheets that were being floated around. But there wasn't anything that was like, where basically if you were traveling to Valdosta and you want to look it up on your phone or get on the computer and find out, you know, for instance, where is Big Nick's or who's another restaurant provider, you couldn't find that unless you actually tapped into someone who knew. So that whole campaign was really emphatic in that question that you asked there. The purpose was to start promoting the essence of being intentional about our Black dollars. As you mentioned, you know, we're hovering near, you know, $2 trillion when it comes to Black spending and consumerism. But, you know, in the sense of Georgia, we're about 30% Black individuals. We're about 30% population in the state of Georgia, but we're receiving less than 2% of the bids that are contracted through the state of Georgia. And the state of Georgia knows that. And so the problem is that we in South Georgia don't necessarily know that readily. And so that data I usually have at the top of my mind to express to individuals to really pique the interest of joining the chamber, because the other part of the answer for that question is that we've done a heck of a job making sure that we, as when we go to Atlanta, when I'm in Atlanta, I'm networking with individuals out of the state departments to make sure that if they are available and willing to, or if they know someone who is able to come down to Valdosta or South Georgia, a county in South Georgia, to explain to us how to build capacity and gain access to capital when it comes to state contracts within the state of Georgia. And so over the last two calendar years now, this being 2024 and last year right out of the gate, being our first 90 days of existence, we had Miss Julianne Bailey, who is the commissioned manager by Governor Kemp, to spearhead and lead the Small Business and Supplier Diversity and Inclusion Initiative out of the Department of Administrative Services. That office actually is responsible for administering all of the contracts that take place across the state of Georgia. Now, that sounds like a, you know, pretty big umbrella, but it really is granular to the point that I explained to people that if you wanted to cut grass on BSU's campus, Valdosta State University, or Wiregrass, or if you wanted to cater for Wiregrass or be a vendor at BSU, you can't just walk to BSU or knock on a door there and ask a department, hey, can I become a lawn person, or can I trim the hedges? You cannot do that. You have to go through the state of Georgia, where BSU purchases their suppliers' efforts through the state of Georgia. And you have to be registered within their marketplace to be seen as a supplier. So that education piece is a part of that answer, is that in order to affect the amount of dollars that we spend and actually turn that into an empowerment to build back what we had in the past, is one, education about what the resources are that exist in the state of Georgia. Because if we don't take advantage of those, then other groups will. And I mentioned that we service underrepresented groups, but those underrepresented groups might be commingled with our counterpart groups that are already ahead, such as women-owned businesses. Women-owned businesses are an underrepresented group, but we got to understand that the most profitable businesses are white male businesses. All right. Nothing wrong with that. That's the name of the game. Right. But historically, our underrepresented businesses have not necessarily had either the education, the training, and the technical assistance to gain and close that gap. And so when it comes to women-owned businesses, that's an area that the state recognizes that needs a leg up. But what's happening is that we have traditional businesses that are labeling themselves as women-owned businesses that are also linked to our traditional small businesses that have been doing quite well. So if we don't take part, we being ethnic groups that are under-resourced, if we don't take part of what our chambers are doing, and the one here in South Georgia, Southern Georgia Black Chambers, if we're not becoming educated by attending our seminars and attending our technical assistance programs and advocating for more dollars to come to our chamber, then what's happening is that, you know, other groups are actually taking advantage of the loophole, if you will, to get that training and get those dollars to build their capacity in their women-owned businesses or veteran-owned businesses. Everybody, every group has a veteran, right? But also every group has a bit more knowledge than the other ethnic group. So if we're the less educated ethnic group when it comes to business resources, then what about our counterpart groups that are veterans that know how to take advantage of the programs that are out there?
When you look at the granular structure of getting inside to take advantage of opportunities, we understand that it is necessary to build partnerships with business leaders outside of our community. But how important is it for the Black business community, for the Black community en masse, to come together to grow the Black community? Put down our swords, lay down our shields, our hesitations, our reservations, and come together to do this good.
Absolutely. I mean, you almost can say, where has it gotten us thus far, right? I'm a lead in with that. And so we're still at a point that we are losing as far as the racial wealth gap. It's expanding. And there is a document that I keep referring to, have it on my desktop here, The Road to Zero Wealth or Net Zero Wealth. And it actually projects that by the year 2050, Black wealth will hit $0. And so you can see basically historically that we've always had a scale of, you know, 7 times to 10 times, somewhere in that range, to where our white counterparts have had more wealth in their average households than Black households. And it's getting worse to the point, as you alluded to earlier, whereas our consumerism dollars, I would argue, are growing, right? They're growing. But our wealth is declining. There's a problem with that. And so the structures and the ecosystems that we have within our regions, within our households, and within our knowledge-based communities are strained and non-existent. Here we are in South Georgia, where the poverty level is very high when it comes to households' income compared to the average household income across the state and across the United States. We've got to change the mentality about trying to go at this alone in order to be successful. The way that this works and the way that other groups have done, it's a quiet game. What we've got to understand is that just because you're loud about your success individually does not build up the Black business community in totality. Overall, there are now resources that are out there that are capable of providing access to capital, that are providing capacity building opportunities, and even more so for a chamber perspective. The reason we built this is because through a chamber of commerce, a 501c6 organization that advocates on behalf of a membership-based community, we can actually advocate on behalf of our groups, our underrepresented groups, whether when we make our numerous trips to Atlanta and speak with our delegation up there, or in our upcoming DC fly-in next month, we'll be doing the same thing, advocating for different topics that need resourcing assistance. You can't do that alone as a business owner. That's why a chamber exists, and that's the benefit of the Southern Georgia Black Chamber and, of course, the other chamber communities that are out there. It's way past time for us to be hesitant with at least joining our chamber not necessarily to immediately try to get what's in it for me out of it, because the chamber, I can argue and talk all day long about the benefits of the chamber. And so, you know, there are ways that we can actually be very creative with making sure that you're going to get the support, the exposure, whether you have a lot of money or not for advertising. We can be very, very creative, because we're not here to nickel and dime you and be cost heavy as far as in order to put on a program for you. It costs you $100 or $50 to get in just to get educated. We're trying to make sure you have access to technical assistance, but also access to resources that put you on the map. The thing about it is that we've got to not be afraid to take advantage of those resources and also advocate to say, hey, I want more of that that's happening in my community. And if we're doing the right thing, then also tell the next person, and then also be okay with turning your back to say, hey, I don't like what I'm currently getting. You know, I might be in a circle that just is not feeding me from a business standpoint, and I want to go somewhere where I'm being fed. And that's what we're all about. Our Divine Nine community, our faith-based community, you all are nonprofits. We need your support. Not only do we need your support from a collective voice, but there's an opportunity for the programs that you're servicing already. Most churches have a youth program when it comes to advancing the productivity of youth over the summer. Most Divine Nine have a mentoring program that hits right on either mental health or productivity or workforce development. The way that we can write that into potential language to go after state and federal funding, that's where your chamber comes in. So that's a game changer when it comes to the collective voice. But we've got to start coming together collectively. We're going into schools. We're cooking chicken dinners, cooking at the grill, reading the kids, doing after school programs. Those are all fundable programs when you put them together. But we have never been told how to collectively write for a grant and funding opportunity. I'm right now looking at the White House initiatives for advancing, you know, racial prosperity, specifically in our underserved communities, and preparing for our DC fly-in. These are areas to where the chamber is positioned to go speak on behalf of those members of the chamber that have been very visible and active and supportive of the chamber for us to go speak on their behalf. So that's why I say it's very, very important that our local organizations and small business owners join the chamber, because there are a plethora of ideas that we have through the Georgia Coalition of Black Chambers and the other chamber organizations that are, you know, steps ahead of us that have said, hey, here's what you need to do, and here's how you do it.
Mr. Hiram Dwayne Johnson, president of the Southern Georgia Black Chamber of Commerce. Sir, I thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's about all our time for this week's edition of Sunday Morning Gospel. I'm your host, Pastor Leroy Henderson, Jr. of the Second Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church. We're located on Clydeville-Nankin Road, the only church on Clydeville-Nankin Road. We cannot be missed, and you're invited. This is Sunday Morning Gospel, and we thank you for tuning in.
This is one more time, one more time. The Lord has led us together. One more, somebody help me.
One more time,
hallelujah.
One more time,
so glad to be here.
Lord has led us together.
Yeah, they did.
One more,
sing it again. It's one more.
Sometime
I'm up, sometime
city lane and my inner man. Died one Friday, died on Friday, little one Sunday morning. Said a little one Sunday morning. Whoa!